Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome back to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very, very special guest, Charles Spencer Agnew.
Wow, thank you. That's
You're
me.
So welcome.
Welcome, Charles.
Yeah, that's
You're allowed to laugh right now.
Why would I laugh at that?
Guys, Okay. Guys, we're playing Try Not to Laugh. We're keeping it chill, this version. We're just going to, you know, have Selena tally up, and whoever wins will win how much? Because one has taken
You got to reestablish because Courtney won last time.
But did she take it?
Yeah, I think so. I maybe still owe her the money.
Well, I guess you guys can figure
it
out.
I promised
in court.
But we can decide. Let's start. Let's restart it.
Okay, restart it.
What does the winner get?
$5. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, because Spencer here has a lot of power, you know, being in charge of Smosh Games.
Don't tell him that.
Maybe the winner can get something on Smosh Games.
Or maybe you don't have to play another Five Nights at Freddy's game.
Ooh.
I like
No,
playing
I know
them.
You do.
I
that
like playing them.
Shane, that would
Shane
be,
doesn't.
That would be my dream.
Okay, wait. So what do we win?
Well, let's see.
First choice of a live stream?
Honestly, that feels good.
Okay, whoever
like a
wins,
fully,
whoever wins gets to
a live stream. I don't have to produce.
Okay.
All right. Whoever wins gets to decide
like
the creative.
Free reign.
So Spencer gets nothing because he already is doing this.
So if you win, you just get to do your job.
Yeah.
And okay. If we win, we get to choose the live stream.
Okay.
Okay. That's better than money.
All right. Staring contest part two.
Oh
coming
my
up.
God.
That was Shane's idea.
It was my idea that I did not pitch like
seriously.
We know it was your
We were meeting, we were over there, we were all talking, and we were like, we gotta figure out what the live stream is. And I was just like, staring contest. And Spencer and Alex looked at each other legitimately like, oh, that's a great idea.
Oh?
So we did it, and it was insane, and it's become like a huge part of fan lore. Spencer's already bringing an energy to this podcast.
I literally am drinking water.
He's bringing in like bucket energy.
It is also, this is the latest we've ever recorded a podcast.
Yeah, this is the latest.
5 p.m.
And we're doing Try Not to Laugh.
It's 5 p.m. after we've recorded a bunch of shit today.
Yeah. What is happening here? How many drinks do you have in that jacket?
You should have waited till we started Try Not to Laugh. This is good material, man.
Okay, we're starting.
No, we haven't started yet.
Have we not?
No. We have to say that we're starting.
Okay.
Do we want to just start early?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, do you want to talk about
No,
stuff?
We can. We might look, it doesn't matter.
Do you want to address anything?
do you want to
the
address
allegations?
Anything? The allegations?
Yeah.
Yes, don't guys.
Start
Harambe's
that.
Dead. Let's just start it because I full disclosure, did not prepare a lot. I've been very busy. It's been crazy time.
Doing what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like jerking off.
A picture of himself.
Okay, okay.
Oh, God. Who am I?
Let's start now.
All right.
Because this energy is unhinged.
All right, let's go. Selena, we're starting now.
Okay. Yeah, I've been busy, all right? Been a busy time. I know this is releasing weeks after, but okay, I got married. And also, we've been filming a million things. We got it. And if our. Okay, Amanda's laughing. He just.
What is happening?
Spencer pulled out a water bottle, then a V8 energy, and now a Coca-Cola. He's also got
You're
a Mountain
sick.
Dew Kickstart in the wings.
Dude,
I don't know how
much. Do
y'all want some?
I don't know how
much. Are you wearing
much.
A diaper?
You're not allowed to go to the bathroom during this.
I don't drink okay. Coke.
Well, I'm setting that rule. You're not allowed to
setting
go to the
bathroom. Setting that boundary.
I'm setting that
no,
boundary.
No, she's going to pee in the seat.
God.
We can't have that happen.
It's okay.
Do y'all think you could pee your pants, like, on command? Like, do you think you could, like,
Absolutely. You know how many dreams I have that I go to the bathroom and go pee and I wake up and I'm still in bed? I could have easily done it.
I almost had that recently. I legit almost peed my pants recently.
Tell us.
I was having a dream where I was trying to use the, I was standing above the toilet and I was trying to pee and I like couldn't. And I kept trying to, I was like, okay, I'm about to pee. And then it wouldn't happen. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with me? And then I wake up and I'm in bed and I was like, oh my God, no wonder.
You are just pissing a waterfall.
And that's funny to you?
It is funny
is
to me.
Is that funny to you?
You're just pissing on your own head.
No, I luckily.
Your head is
but wait, so
matted.
Do you think you could like piss right now?
Not right now. I don't have to pee.
If you had to pee, like, could you let yourself just like start pissing in your pants?
I've never done that, so I don't know. But I assume yes. I just assume it would take a minute.
I don't know if I could.
I have a question. Have you ever been in the same room with someone and they've peed on the floor thinking it was the toilet?
Literally never. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Man, old times.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
I actually have.
Okay, now he's pulling out a tall Coca-Cola.
Red Bull.
It's a Red Bull.
Oh, that's a regular.
Whoa.
What is that?
Pear cinnamon.
What?
Actually, can I have a sip? You know we're not allowed to drink on the... They never give us food or drinks.
You know what's insane? Spencer, you're the one who set the rule to not have any beverages on this nice-ass table.
No, that's crazy.
Ew.
And you're really breaking
it. Warm.
It's warm?
In my pocket.
Yikes.
Is the inside... Is the liquid cool?
No. We can put on some ice after
this. God.
That is disgusting.
I didn't think it was too bad. It's more pear than cinnamon.
So, guys, when I was younger, we all went to a concert and someone peed on the floor while we were all sleeping.
Well, you were sleeping at the concert?
No. We went to a concert and we all shared a room and this person peed in the corner thinking it was the toilet.
They were that drunk?
They were that drunk.
Okay. See, I didn't even...
That's all.
I don't know why I wasn't talking. Like, alcohol was in the...
I one time was at a movie theater, and I was going to the bathroom after the movie. You know, that's like rush hour.
That's so awesome.
That's urinal rush hour.
I love that.
And I was using the urinal, and then there was a guy sort of near me, and he's peeing, and then he goes to, like, zip up, and then he says... Full volume. I mean, this is an older guy. He just goes, "Oh shit, I pissed myself," for the whole bathroom to hear. That's just a true story. I'm not even necessarily trying to make you guys laugh with that. That's a real story that happened.
I had urinal trauma for like the longest time because in sixth grade, I was using the urinal at middle school, and you know, you're already in pretty much the most fragile state of. It's literally a true story.
I know,
you're in the most fragile,
how vulnerable you are. Yeah. After telling
and so me. my friend, my so-called friend, he kicked me into the urinal.
Kicked you into it?
Like he like playfully, like, you know, with his foot, kind of like shoved me into the urinal. So I got piss and water all over my pants.
You got piss and shit all over your pants.
I got piss and water all over my pants.
Oh, that's
wait
awful.
A second. I'm
so you
so
didn't
confused.
Use a urinal. You didn't use a urinal for years after.
That was kind of like, yeah, I just kind of was like, I felt vulnerable.
Oh, you were at the urinal
and my small penis.
Okay.
Ah, dang it! I thought I could get you with that.
You almost got Amanda.
No, I was disappointed.
My regular ass penis.
I was more disappointed that you have a small penis.
No, that's fair.
I was thinking like head of games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I knew you had a small penis.
Fuck. I forgot I wasn't supposed to laugh.
I knew it.
Dude, imagine hooking up with a guy for the first time. He pulls his pants up. I knew you had a small penis.
Ooh, devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating. Because you'd almost be more, would you be more upset about like the assumption?
That... Dude, assumptions, small penises. Write that down.
But can it just be women?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is the...
God damn it.
So that was our teacher in seventh grade, more middle school stories.
I hate that I would watch that episode.
Oh, I would absolutely.
Wait, if it was just women?
If it was assumptions, like small penises, and it's just like three dudes very seriously sitting around a table. It's just like.
I have a crazy peeing story after this, but that's like, I literally have not told anyone the story yet. So I don't know if I'm going to tell it. But anyways, before that, in seventh grade, our like biology class, our teacher kept being like the male penis, like the male penis. And we're like, we're cracking up. We're cracking up back there. And he's like, well, like the female penis is the clitoris. And we had no concept of what that was.
I don't like that.
But yeah, that was our seventh grade education.
I don't like that. It's just saying like every woman is a man. Like, it's just like that we have a penis. We don't have
the clitoris is kind of a penis.
I think the embryo, like, what isn't it? There's like the things.
I think like anatomically. Look, I'm going to give anatomical advice on this podcast. I think the clitoris is pretty much a penis.
Yeah.
Okay. Can someone at home fact check that?
You know what?
No one fact check that.
Not join in on that.
No one fact check that.
I'm going to let Spencer stand alone in that.
Guys, look, Dr. Fauci and I talked.
I know nothing of.
Guys, I've never seen anything.
You haven't seen your own penis?
No.
Let's stick on this for a while.
Spencer is the chosen.
Assumptions. But like, it's all people who have never seen their penis.
Spencer, you're the chosen.
You, Peter Griffin. Never mind.
You're just saying names of things.
Are we still
like?
Talking no. about small penises?
We can go back to it. What's the smallest penis you've ever seen?
This is crazy.
See, I feel like we could actually get Amanda to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the
I had an assumptions in real life, that's for sure.
Oh.
Guys, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It just means
you bring three guys into your apartment, you
buzzkill. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It just means like whoop, dried.
What was that? What was that? Your vagina was out and then it came back?
That's the most insane thing you've ever said, Amanda.
That's because I filter myself a lot when I work here.
Oh my God.
I've heard Amanda unfiltered. It's crazy.
I think I'm accepting that I'm going to lose this episode.
Shane, I don't think Shane has heard me unfiltered.
I've heard you unfiltered.
You don't know me.
I've heard you unfiltered.
You don't know me.
No,
well,
dude,
guys,
crazy.
The weirdest thing ever is I got a message. From the chosen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like weird. I was like, whose number is this? It was like 69, 69, 69.
Uh-huh. That would definitely be the chosen's number.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah.
Hello. This is the chosen calling in. I heard that you guys have mentioned me many times on the podcast, Smushmouth. I just want to say that the nofap is going well. I haven't touched my penis in over 30 years, and it has worked out to my benefit. I did walk down the street the other day, and a girl asked me if I was the chosen, and I said, no, ma'am. I am the chosen in my own terms. Only I get to say that. And then she asked if she could touch my penis. And I said, no, ma'am, you cannot because I am no fap.
Usually my voice sounds cap at 59 something. Seconds.
Yeah.
That was all a dream. No woman ever asked to touch my penis. Oh, God. Did I just make a fun joke? I'm so excited to be on your podcast. No, I think I came in my pants. No fap. Forever.
It's crazy, man.
I was like, the chosen left me the longest voicemail, man.
Where did you record that?
In my closet.
Was your husband home?
Yeah, of course. He was doing the dishes. I said, hey, babe, I'm going to be talking to someone, and it's not going to be you, so you don't have to worry about it.
It's not going
to
be you.
And he was like,
crazy.
And he was like, okay. Are you kidding me? He's so used to it by now.
Yeah, no, I cannot
He's
imagine.
He's so used to it by now.
I cannot imagine.
Everything's in my closet.
Dude, that...
That wasn't me. That was the chosen.
You are truly, actually opening your...
I'm thirsty.
Fifth beverage. No, sixth. Your sixth beverage on the table.
We don't like that.
I had to rub it in.
That you said that we couldn't have drinks here. You were the one who made that rule.
You were literally.
So Shane and I have been so thirsty every single episode.
I bet.
Okay, seventh beverage. A seventh beverage has hit the table.
You're such a piece of shit. Your initials are SA. God. Spencer Agnew or Sons of Anarchy.
You're the Dennis Rodman of water. Doesn't even make sense. But
yeah, what an old reference.
Yeah.
Remember Carmen Electra? Carmen Electra.
Damn, he's fully going. He's going to chug this whole water bottle. For those listening, he's chugging an entire water bottle. He is a hydro homie right now. God, this is painful.
You're going to pee-pee
your
pantsies.
This is the most water he's drank in a month.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't drink water.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's going to get sick. Watch him just throw up everywhere.
Don't wee for the wee right now.
He's just going to throw up everywhere.
What if he just threw up? Just
That was a lot of water.
Yeah, I'd say. Holy crap, man. Okay.
So what did Joe want to talk about?
All right.
Jesus.
I was going to say with The Chosen, how crazy it is. My TikTok feed is still clips from that Chosen Trivial Pursuit.
Clits?
Clips.
Guys, no. No, no, no.
No.
Okay, he made himself laugh. That's an X name.
Not himself.
He made himself laugh. Have you ever touched a woman?
Fuck.
Can we ask that on the podcast?
Yeah, I just did.
Amanda's allowed to ask.
Okay, guys, say your body.
Thanks, Shane.
Say your body count on three.
Oh God.
How did we get down this path?
Amanda's body count at Duncan
I,
alone.
I.
Amanda worked in the restaurant business, dude. That shit was probably crazy.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Dude.
But let me tell you right now, I did not look cute in my Duncan outfit. No khakis fit me. So they were always way too short. So I cut them to make them flares. But instead, they just looked like short pants with cuts in them.
Like capris.
It was awful.
Oh, God. I'm realizing what a bad position I'm in right now, because you two are definitely the most... you guys will say anything out of everyone on the cast. I think it's you two in the lead.
Yeah.
Maybe Chance behind both of you.
Chance will say everything and then go, oops.
Yeah.
Chance, I think, because Chance is there when Angela says something, he'll be like, Angela.
Well, Angela will drop bombs.
Yeah, but I think Angela is concerned. Like, she's actually, but if you guys say something crazy, you're like, what? What?
Dicks
out. Oh, am I not? Oh, can I not?
Dicks out. You should try it. It's freeing. Right, Spencer?
Little dicks out.
I just don't think these thoughts you guys think.
Okay. Mr. Perfect. Come on.
Bro,
I just have no impure thoughts.
That's such a lie.
I don't think these thoughts you think, bro.
Yeah.
We know you're impure.
Have you guys tried reading the Bible?
We know you're nuts, okay? We know you read books.
We know you're nuts.
About stuff. I can't go anywhere.
But I keep getting served clips from that Trivial Pursuit Try Not to Laugh.
Clits?
This episode is going to be unhinged.
Clips from the Trivial Pursuit Try Not to Laugh. Mm-hmm. I keep getting served them. That shit blew up on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it's all the jokes that you said. You were on fire in that.
He's giving you.
I'm actually just talking.
Right? No, it was. I don't want to get pretentious.
No, I think it's your finest work. It's that and Gentlemen's Don't Win Mario Party.
It's isn't it kind of crazy when you go back at it, like maybe you guys experience this, maybe you don't. No, it's just like, but like when you go back and you kind of like don't remember things you said.
And you
see things everything. That you said and you're like, wow, that was funny. Like, how did I think of that?
It's
like,
everything. There are episodes of Try Not to Laugh that I watch now and I'm like, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
We film so much, and the way we film nowadays where we film 30 videos in a week and by the end of it, it's a blur. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just went all that time.
But I think we're in a good space where it's like, you know, we're just really good at like reacting to each other. And that's where a lot of the... You know, I think even if we're not realizing it, we're constantly setting each other up for gags.
Yeah.
Always.
And we're doing it, it's like such a muscle memory thing now that I think we don't have to think. We're truly not thinking while we're on camera.
Guys, it's almost like we're a theater group.
Oh, God, I'm going to quit now.
It's almost like we're a theater group and we did everything together and yes and we all held hands. You're kind of attractive right now, and it's like, it's too much.
Whoa, what is
back
happening?
Off.
What's happening?
That's just what happens in the theater group.
Found out I had a small penis. The worst thing about starting to make small penis jokes is you fall into the trap of it's like anything you say is going to sound like defensive. Like, you can never kind of bounce back. You'd be like, you can never be like, well, it's actually like normal size. Or like, well, it's actually like, you just can't, like, the more you talk about it, the more it's going to be like, people are just going to think like, yeah, it's probably like, I don't know.
See, when a dude makes self-deprecating small penis jokes, I don't think I then assume that they have a small penis.
What? You should.
Why?
Because they probably do. Spencer probably has a really small penis.
But what about people? What about dudes who say they have a huge penis?
Like, they're tiny.
Yeah.
But Spencer's probably is like this big.
Yeah. And with one ball, it looks awful.
Shane's gonna fucking lose this
episode. I've lost. I'm gonna try to make a comeback. But
they did the round. You're in it. The quiplash thing where they kept making up. It's so fucking funny because they were just sorry. Y'all were so not funny that day. And
damn.
So they did quiplash.
Damn.
They did quiplash.
Damn. You never said that to me ever in my life.
I wasn't there. I wasn't in the room.
So how'd you know I wasn't funny that day? So
in that video, like no one was funny. So here's the thing. Y'all failed at every. There was not a single good quiplash after that. But y'all
airing
kept coming
out
up,
laundry.
Y'all came up with like all these. Y'all kept doing like themes. So like the theme started off like, oh, let's do like Smosh themed. And then y'all were failing at that. And then y'all were doing like, okay, let's do a boob themed round. And y'all failed at that. And then y'all started throwing up the dumbest shit ever. Chance is like, let's do an underwater quiplash theme.
Yeah, that's true. We did do that.
And then I don't even remember how I. Oh, but you did the round where everyone's roasting Spencer. And the only thing was about one was me wearing a jean jacket. And then the other was
your ball.
My having one ball.
I don't think I did it. I don't think I participated in those jokes because I respect you.
Yeah.
You know?
You respect me too much.
Yeah.
No,
but now that I know that we were so awful that day, now I know the truth.
I also feel like quiplash really is like hard to play.
No, it was. It was.
No, we were failing super hard, and yeah, he came up with underwater, and then was it
fossils?
Oh yeah, fossils.
What,
dude?
We were having a weird day,
guys. Let's make jokes about fossils.
No, like it was so bad. But here's the thing: they were so funny, like around the game. It's just whenever like answers would come up. It would just be dead silent. And so, like, the video is actually really funny once you, like, kind of put yourself in the mindset, like, oh, I'm not laughing at the game. I'm laughing at them playing the game.
I loved Quiplash back in 2016.
Yeah.
And I think that's the last time
I really
enjoyed it.
And I thought that I did well, but apparently
it was a really bad time.
I did
it. Apparently it was really bad.
I think it comes out tomorrow.
So it's been out for a few weeks.
So, yeah, at this point, it's already come out and tanked, and we're never playing it again.
Damn.
Okay.
Little penis my ass. This man is coming in hot.
So by the time this episode airs, it's been out for a while. I think it's probably at like 500K.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
I think we've got a fun thumbnail. You're in the thumbnail.
Oh, great. I'm in the thumbnail for the one that we did awful at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the face of it.
Do you have any more voicemails? Did anyone else call you?
Yeah.
I have shit on my
pretty phone. Crazy.
I was going to start writing out, as a joke, I was going to write out a bunch of Smosh Games pitches.
Don't, dude. We would accept all of them.
I know.
Read your pitches.
I didn't even get to it.
Okay.
I wrote like, gentlemen's don't win sniper chess. And I was like, but we're probably going to do that. You just shoot it up in the air.
Wait, what did we talk about for Smosh Games?
What did we
talk? We have an idea.
Oh yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's in real life.
Five Nights at Freddy's in real life.
That's
you play like a normal board game, and then you have.
But then just jump scares.
You just get jump scares.
Just people jump out at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did get this voicemail, and I kind of got scared, but I actually don't think it's for me. Let's see.
Hello there. Good day to you. This is South Manhattan Precinct calling you, Homicide New York. How you doing? We're calling you to report a crime to you guys. So we found a body, and the body belongs to a certain Spencer Agnew man. He's under 5 feet, and you know, he's got, you know, cute little legs, lots of tattoos. But the only concerning factor is he's got this sweatshirt, and this sweatshirt, it smells like it's been run over by a truck, dipped into a sewer, and rubbed against some of the worst people's asses I've ever known in my entire life. And we just want to say that this sweatshirt, it caused so much chaos in the precinct. My guy, Johnny Joe over there, right outside of, you know, North Manhattan, said he threw up. And you know, when an officer throws up at a crime scene, that's another crime. So we just want to let him know that this dead body, we can't process it. We can't touch it until we get that sweatshirt washed of all its DNA and forensics. Because honestly, we'd rather not catch the killer. We'd rather just wash that goddamn sweatshirt that man wears every single day. All right. Thank you so much. This is Officer LaGuardia. Thank you so much.
Officer LaGuardia.
Officer LaGuardia.
Well,
is that true that if an officer throws up at the crime scene, that it's another crime?
Yeah. It's a crime. They've defecated the crime scene.
They've defecated the crime scene.
You got it.
That's crazy.
So yeah, it was pretty crazy to get, you know, homicide New York, Brooklyn, South Manhattan precinct officer to be calling me. I was like, whoa, my God. So I'm glad you're not wearing your sweatshirt today, because I guess it was an issue.
That would have been embarrassing.
That would have been really
bad. Could you imagine?
That would have been pretty embarrassing. No,
you know which sweatshirt I'm talking about, right?
There's two. Which one?
Then you must have two identical ones.
No, the champion one?
Two. Well, yeah, which champion one?
The gray, light gray.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the other one?
The green one.
The green one. There's also the green one.
I haven't seen that in a decade, so.
Bullshit.
Bullshit on you.
It's getting all ratty.
Yeah, I know it's getting all ratty.
You've been wearing those same two for, like, since I've met you.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on there?
Do y'all want to buy me a new one? Okay. Can't mess with the classics.
Do you need money?
No. Yeah.
Do you need a ride to the mall?
Yeah.
All right.
You're big. Like,
excuse me?
I don't want to dox your car.
Don't dox my car. But my big, big Escalade?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I have a big, huge Escalade. It's wild. Parking is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I'll take you to the mall, kid.
Cool.
Go to Aeropostale.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Almost got him.
Paper mache.
Paper mache.
Paper mache.
You know something that I saw recently, just changing the subject so we get it less weird in here.
It's not weird.
It's a little weird.
All right.
Someone pointed out that you look like a young George Lucas, and I have not been able to unsee it.
Yeah.
It really is like
pull up
uncanny.
A picture of George
it's
Lucas.
It's like uncanny. Like really young George Lucas. Because you don't see that too often.
George Lucas.
Like
I know
American Graffiti,
like.
George Lucas.
THX.
Yeah. Yeah. So look at that.
Oh.
Look at that. Isn't that crazy?
I think you look more attractive.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
Him and Spielberg back in like the 70s.
Yeah.
No.
I think even younger than that.
They're probably getting so much bush, bro.
Jesus Christ.
You're out of your fucking mind. You know you are. Wow.
Yeah. Looks like him.
Kinda. He looks like you and Alex combined.
Have you guys ever seen the threads of it's like when directors put put leading men in their movies and they kind of tweak them to look a little more like them?
Oh yeah.
It's really funny.
No, it's very common.
I don't know about this.
So, like, you look at...
Classic.
I'm trying to think of specific examples, but, like, you know, directors are kind of... There's no science behind it, but they'll kind of do, like, self-inserts, and they'll make the leading men, like, they'll kind of change their hair to look more like them. Like, the most recent example I can think of was... what's his face in Tenet? Robert Pattinson. So he kind of... Christopher Nolan gave Robert Pattinson, like, kind of Christopher Nolan-esque hair.
Okay.
Is this just like a theory?
It's purely a theory. It's just like a. It's,
I believe,
you know,
it though.
Can I have another
absolutely.
Example?
Yeah. Oh, can I? Can you have another example?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other ones. Someone said Derek. I don't know, the guy who did Blue Valentine, putting Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Okay.
That was kind of one.
Okay. Interesting.
There are other ones, and you know, they're escaping me. So let me know in the comments.
Okay. Anyways, I don't know what to, I don't know how to add any more to that conversation.
I don't know how to act.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there was something we were talking about before we started recording that I was thinking about. You were talking about ASMR. You were watching a bunch of ASMR last night. Mm-hmm. How much ASMR do you watch?
Oh.
Probably.
You watch a lot, right?
Yeah.
Wait,
ASMR. What kind of ASMR are you into?
Kind of all sorts. you know, mostly the ones, so this is going to sound weird, like the massage ones where people are like they'll kind of give like the person like attention, like, like they'll like brush their hair or something simple like that.
Oh. Interesting.
And I kind of put myself in their place. I'm like, oh, what if someone's brushing my hair?
Oh, that's so relaxing.
Yeah.
Mine's the soap. I love the beautiful nails holding bars of soap and cutting it. And it's like little pieces. Or you squeeze it and it's all sparkles.
Interesting. That stuff doesn't do much for me. I, for the longest time, thought I didn't have any ASMR. But ASMR is like a feeling you get,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like a...
It's like a scratching in the back of your head, like a tingling.
And you get like tingling,
yeah.
Right?
To me, I associate most like, you know, those head scratcher things that you kind of go down like slowly.
Yeah, and so you, as you watch the video, you feel that.
Very rarely, but I'm always chasing that high.
Okay. Mm. But you still enjoy it even if you don't
get it. Yeah, it's kind of a wind down for me.
For the longest time, I was just like, I don't get anything from ASMR. Most ASMR stuff, I don't get anything. Like, especially the voice stuff, when they're like, okay, and now we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really care. Like, sound stuff doesn't really do it for me. But I've recently come across some shit that I'm like, I watch it every time. And it's this dude, it's always a person like in like a barbershop type of chair. And it's this guy who like, and he's doing all sorts of like,
is it the Indian guy?
Yeah, and he's got like the two spray bottles, and he'll start and he'll like do a bunch of crazy spraying, and then he's like doing all this crazy stuff. It's but then they're like, he's like hitting him on the back of the head, like doing all sorts
he's
of.
He's not
like,
doing that to the mic.
No, he's like, there's no mic. Like he's just messing with them, and then he kind of like does these like pinches around there, and like he grabs their arm, and then he kind of does like a little bit of a light chiropractic kind of thing. He's doing a ton of shit, but there's even stuff where they're like, it's movements that aren't going to do anything.
Wait, I like that.
But I'm kind of just like,
you know the Bugs Bunny episode where he massages Elmer Fudd's bald head with the.
Yeah, I think I missed my
brain
one.
Is so broken that I thought you were about to say ball sack.
Yeah, dude, where he fucking sucks off Elmer Fudd.
You came in here with the most dick energy I've ever experienced in my life.
He sucks Elmer Fudd's little penis. That's why he hunts. That's why.
That makes me laugh so
that's
hard.
Why he carries the big gun, dude. But anyways,
what did I get myself into today? What happened? What happened to
very,
me?
Very, very quiet.
And my intelligence.
I'm gonna calm.
You guys are children. I'm gonna keep drinking this Red Bull.
Why? It's terrible. I was excited for that flavor.
You did literally say like, oh, I hate it.
It's
and you
so
kept
gross.
It.
It's so gross.
Why are you drinking it
I
then?
Don't know. It's right here. You guys keep talking about sucking things off.
I'm not.
Yes. Shane, you consistently talk about it.
I said I thought he was about to say ball sack. And then it turned
you
into.
You knew what would happen.
There are so no. many more things you can do with the ball sack than suck it, bro.
Okay.
Just be normal about it.
Tell me.
What's happening?
I don't know. It's not my, it's not the
don't open this door.
The burden of proof is not on me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Anyways, back to the guy. So he's like right off the street, and like I think it's like some huge Indian city in India, and yeah, he's just going to ham on these guys. Like you sit down and he just like kind of like, yeah, he gets you. It's crazy.
There's a lot of movements that are truly insane.
You look insane.
I know. I feel
you look insane.
But like it's like you said, he'll like hit them with in the back of the head like over and over again. He kind of does this movement where he has his hands together.
Yeah,
he's like.
Wow.
And it's like a lot of weird stuff. And for some reason, I'm kind of mesmerized by it.
Like, to me, it's like I almost imagine someone doing that to me. And it's not like an active imagination. Like I'm not like, oh, like I'm sitting in the chair. But it's just, it's pleasant to watch. It's kind of hard to articulate.
And the only time I think, and it's been a minute, and I need to schedule one. But when doctors do the stethoscope.
Exactly.
I think that is when I do get I, only that.
I watch a lot of like that was kind of my first experience with ASMR was kind of when the doctor, you know, he puts their hand on your back mm-hmm. or your chest and it's like take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And for me that was like it's very grounding.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there's something about that. And there was one other ASMR video that I saw that did it was the same kind of feeling of just like, oh, this is very relaxing. And I this lady was like she had like a person just sitting there, and she was just like, "Okay, I'm gonna touch you with these two devices, and you're gonna tell me if it's sharp or dull." And she would just be like, she would just have like a sort of not a needle, but
I
just
not
something sharp.
In like 5 minutes.
You're such a piece of shit.
I just kind of wanted to talk.
You
about
are
this.
Such a piece of shit. Keep
but
going.
She did make
sharp or dull.
And cool. then it like it. I was like, that's kind of cool. I'd be down for that.
You'd be down for a sharp or dull?
Just to sit there while
can
someone...
Can I do it to you here on the podcast on another time?
See, I feel like...
I'll figure it out.
I have watched those videos.
No. And
I don't think I would get... I think it can't
hey,
be...
Hey, I don't want you fucking touching me
it can't
or coming
be,
anywhere
I don't
near
think
me.
It can be... I don't think it can be someone I know. I think I'm gonna... I think like the idea of like going and like having it be like a doctor, someone that I don't like... that I'm not going to talk to, I feel no obligation to, then I'm like, but with anyone here, I'd be like, this is a joke, this is silly. And
do you
now
think
I'm
cows,
like
get milked?
Do you think cows get ASMR when they get fucking milked?
Yeah.
What is going on? You guys get off, like, a dirt bike, and you guys are, like, here at my house? hey, Amanda, come outside. Hey.
Bro, I figured out jerking off the other day.
Hey, come outside, Amanda. Do you think cows get fucking milked? Is it sharp or dull?
They do.
Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, little penis.
That's crazy because I didn't say most of those things.
Yeah, you did.
You just said a bunch.
Do you want to know what I really like? And this is weird because I thought I wouldn't
Elmer
like.
Fudd.
No.
Like,
no.
Dude, do you think you could breastfeed Elmer Fudd?
Shut up.
What the
He's got a big baby head.
Hey, get back on your dirt bike before my mom comes home and gets super fucking pissed.
Whatever, your mom's hot.
Hey! Oh, no, my dad hit you with his monster truck. No, you know when... Fucking
dude.
But when he got out, he's wearing shorts,
oh
so I saw
God.
Your dad's penis.
I need to show Amanda that vine where it's like a kid pulls up in a dirt bike and it's like, what's the scoop? And he just goes, penis, and then drives off and hits a curb.
I was obsessed with Vine. Vine to me was perfect.
Did you ever see that?
So fast.
Did you ever see that Vine?
I don't know.
Let me pull
I've
it up.
I've seen it.
But the ASMR that I like is the girls with their lip gloss.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like...
Yeah, see, I don't like when girls wear makeup, so I don't watch those.
Stop being this person.
I know. No, I'm sorry. I took a shot at that humor.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Hey, it didn't work. Your dirt bike got smashed by a monster truck.
Penis.
Yo, this, what's the scoop?
Get this Red Bull away from me.
Penis.
It's a drug.
I don't want it.
Shane, do you want it?
No.
Have you had a Kickstart yet?
No.
You know who I feel bad for? The people watching this.
Yeah, me too.
I feel bad for them.
I do too. I feel bad for everyone in this room.
This is a fever dream.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I feel bad for everyone in this room who has to sit and listen to you guys. Not me. You guys.
I think this is just what happens when we film so much. And it's 5:45.
Well, guys.
It's 5:46. What are y'all eating for dinner?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea. I'm running out of my meal prep stuff.
Dude, I stashed a taco in the fridge.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I put another one up my ass. So I was going to sneak that one out of here. That was like my favorite meme. It's like the Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's like me yelling Uno with like four cards up my ass. Have you seen it?
You know what? Just your whole vibe is making me laugh because it's like, it's doing something to me. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's bringing me back to like high school where it's like those guys who roll up and you're just like, look at this fuck. And then by the end of it, you're like, damn, he's hot. Why?
What's happening right now?
I don't know. I literally don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's happening right now. And I don't understand it.
Bro,
no. See, I don't normally like that, but for some weird reason, you're just being you and like you're not wearing your sweatshirt. Maybe that's what it is.
I did put on this almond soap stuff. I don't know if it's still
You don't smell like almond.
Okay.
It's not
almond. Smell like a wet rat.
No, you smell like fucking sugar, man. I don't know what it is, Spencer. It's like very...
Dude, I came in this podcast and she was trying to fuck me the whole time, bro. That shit was ridiculous. I can't be coming on this podcast anymore.
You know what? It feels like you're someone I went to high school with and it's a little like... You gotta go. Like, you gotta go.
Bro, I'm here for another 30 minutes.
I fear
I'm here for another 30 minutes.
We booked you for way too long.
Yeah. Dude, Next time with Spencer, 30 minutes, he's gotta get out of here.
Well, you guys don't want me to talk for long.
I'm now picturing Spencer on those fake podcasts that end up on TikTok where it's like one dude and like 50 women that they clearly just hired to come on and say crazy shit.
I would kill on one of those.
If the
goal of a podcast was to just like say the most fucked up thing you can think of, unfortunately, I think I would kill it.
No, it's I don't know. Because like even right now, we think like, oh, we're saying crazy shit right now. The podcast shit that's out
I'm going 10% power.
Podcasts are 90% just absolute garbage dog shit nowadays. Like that are just purely.
But this?
No, this is good. This episode, crazy.
This episode is crazy. But you know what? I think it's fun. And it's honestly, it's crazy that people watch this. Not in a bad way, but it's like, it's humbling.
Damn.
It's No. Not like, I'm saying like Smosh as a company. Like, do you ever like sit back and it's like, this is so crazy that like people actually care.
Yeah.
I do sometimes think that.
Yeah. We made clay.
I still
on
don't.
A live
I don't,
stream.
And like
I don't
thousands.
Think I,
of, like, yeah.
I don't think I comprehend it.
I truly don't.
Because, yeah, like, everything this month, like, including, like, when Courtney and I announced, like, that we got married, I was like...
You guys got married?
Every time
so
I
So, actually,
it,
we're going to take
that.
This opportunity to talk all about it.
All right. I have a lot of questions to ask, and I want to know every detail.
Fuck.
Give us the dirt.
Dude, let's do all of Summer Lovin' and ask Shane about it like that.
Yes! Chills on the beach.
But even that, I was like, people, why do you?
Yeah, why do you?
I'm a little like I'm still blown away by that people care
because they
and
watch
when, and when they watch our content, I am sometimes like
they watch you all the time. They feel it's like when you watch your favorite people on your show. Like you're like you want to see all this content about them. Like you want to see pictures of them on the street. Like people.com. You know, you just want to follow them.
I don't. I think I feel that same urge. Like when I watch a show, I'm just kind of like, I love what I'm watching. I'm not looking for more.
I'm in the same boat, Amanda. There are times where it's like you kind of get like fixated on stuff.
You get a little fixated. You're like, who are they dating now? Oh. And why did they break up? Oh no, he cheated, bastard. Let's kill him. You know what I mean, Shane?
Okay, I don't get that. To me, that's
no,
more. To
I
me, it's more
there.
Like
you got
know,
me a little worried now.
Don't be worried because guys, I have a new job opportunity. That's right.
Hi, cutie babe. This is Cheryl McKee calling from people.com. I'm a people.com correspondent. Listen, we love everything that you've been doing on your Smosh Mouth podcast.
Okay.
We think it's excellent, super hot goss. We love that you've been just telling our stories and reading our stories out loud on your podcast with your friends, Shane Topp and Spencer Agnew. And we just, like, think you guys are amazing. You guys are so fun and cute. So, babes, listen up. Some hot goss for you. Like, we would literally love nothing less. Like, I'd rather fucking die and get hit by a bus than not offer you a role in our new film. That's some industry talk for you. As a hot goss correspondent. So get back to me. We'd love to, like, get your side of the story about being a People.com correspondent and, like, a YouTube huge influencer. Like, it's insane that they call you the mother when, like, you're literally the fucking grandmother of it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, no offense or anything, but, like, you're, like, older, which is, like, so fucking hot. Like, seriously, honestly. I'm 27, and it's like, I'm fucking old, too. So, give us a call back.
This is so accurate. Dude, Sabrina Breyer called. She wants her bit back.
Oh, I thought that would hit harder.
Dunk.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
Can I leave and take this job?
Yeah. I haven't mentioned this, but I told you this earlier today about how People.com did reach out to Courtney.
I know.
And was like, can we get a quote about this whole thing? And we were like, oh, include Amanda in this quote so that her name can end up in People.com. And we were like, by the way, our friend Amanda is a huge fan. Can we include her in this quote? And they fucking didn't.
That's so
disappointing. And I was so mad. I was so mad.
They didn't?
I was really pissed. I was genuinely
pissed.
No,
they did not. They didn't include you.
Why didn't they?
Exactly.
You need to ask People.com. People.com.
How am I supposed to ask them?
I'm like, we made a fucking episode.
Cold like People.com.
Yeah, call them.
Yeah, call them. Call them.
Honestly, People.com should include this.
I can't believe that they didn't
use
my name.
Let's start a beef with People.com, and then maybe People.com will include us and be like, People.com called out
literally
by a podcast.
You guys got married, and they didn't use my name. That's so messed up. I am a part of your guys'
wedding. Also got married. First.
I did get married, and?
Should have included it.
And?
I got married at a place that is very familiar to you.
Yeah.
Shane's house?
Yeah, at my house.
Yeah. No, we got married at the same place.
Maybe by the time this podcast comes out, people have figured it out. Nobody's figured it out by the time we're recording it, which is crazy to me.
Where y'all got married?
Me?
Yeah,
we got married at the same place.
Yeah, and you.
Wait, no, because I'm pretty sure I saw someone on Twitter figure it out.
Did they? Nope, I've not seen it.
Nope.
Not many people.
No.
Not many people have
figured
it out.
Can I say where it is when we cut it up?
People know
it. The Santa Barbara Courthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw someone like fucking some fucking freak like highlight the picture and they like did a reverse Google image search and like.
I don't think it's that hard.
No, it's not, but it's just like, it's funny that they did that.
Yeah.
Like, find
it. No, people, like, yeah. No, people be trying to find our locations and that's the shit I hate.
Yeah.
I do hate that. Wow. But I was like, when fans find out, that because part of the reason we picked that place was because you'd gone there and you're like, it's beautiful.
And I loved it. It was such
very cool.
Such an amazing place. So easy. You get to like walk around the grounds. Gorgeous too.
Mm-hmm.
Like perfect. Like your suit was brown. It was like, it matches everything.
We have such parallel lives. You know, I've also been to a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. But have you worked in the back where you have to go in the freezer and take out the egg that's already cracked? And it's like flattened, and that's what they use for the egg and cheeses. Have you done that? Have you been a sandwich maker?
No.
At Dunkin' Donuts?
No. But I do know what it's like to work in really fucked up places.
Yeah.
I worked at Nick on Sunset.
Let's talk about that.
The sincerity in your voice.
Let's dig
into
that.
Let's talk about that.
You have, though.
I did a couple guest stars there, so I really only worked a total of like 10 days there. So, which I at the time,
yeah, and you've really been milking that like Elmer Fudd.
Truly, yeah. No, that one guest star really became my whole brand for a while. No, I was actually, in hindsight, I'm very lucky that I did not ever work more there.
Yeah.
Because you
went in and were like, great, and then left.
Yeah, and I mean, like, for iCarly, my mom was there the whole week. Like, it was nothing. It was very brief. Same with Sam and Cat, super brief. Henry Danger, yeah, brief. But like I was 23 by that point, or 22, I forget. Yeah. But no, I remember when I was a teenager being like bummed that I wasn't like didn't book a regular on any of those shows. Like I knew because I knew somebody.
How could you not be?
Like, yeah, no, I knew a ton of people who were on Zoe 101, and I obviously knew like Jeanette and everyone, and I was just like, damn, like they made it. They're living the life that I dream of. And I look back and I'm just like, wow, they were all living like nightmare lives. Yeah. I feel so bad for all of them pretty much. So no. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Way to bring it down on this
Try Not to Laugh episode. Join us next time when we really dig in deep.
Try Not to Laugh. Sheen finally talks about his Nickelodeon experience.
Yeah. God. But I'm very lucky. That it was just brief little guest star spots.
Thank God.
Yeah. It was nothing for me.
Well, I watched all that, and The Amanda Show was my favorite show ever.
Best.
And that's literally why I wanted to be a comedian, because I watched those shows.
How's your little juice box?
It's pretty fucking good, dude.
Okay. Oh, you have to pee so bad, huh?
No, not at all.
Piss yourself right now.
How much money would it take for y'all to give me to piss myself?
Okay.
I guess that, yeah, realistically.
Where am I?
Realistically.
Did the dirt bikers just show up again? Because they're like, hey, bitch, we're back.
Okay, how much would it take? No, this is gonna be weird fetish content. You know what? I don't care. How much would it take right now for you to piss your pants? No, that's weird.
Let's keep it on me. I'm not gonna be pissing any of my pants.
I'm a professional.
Let's keep it on me. Because if you did piss your pants here and now on this podcast,
like how much
it would this? We would definitely market this episode not as a Try Not to Laugh, but as Spencer pisses himself.
Someone, no, how about you keep it a mystery? Like someone pisses their
someone
pants.
Truly pisses their
I
pants
think
on
there's
episode.
There's a lot of wires underneath you, and I think
you would piss yourself and then you die.
And
he'd be like Marv from Home Alone.
Yeah, your hair would be all crazy.
Hairy.
Would you do it for $100?
God no.
Okay. Would you do it for $1,000?
No.
This is your money, right, Shane?
No, just like a general amount of money.
General amount of
like,
money.
Like, what would it take?
How much money to piss yourself right here?
I'm going
to
say probably 15, no, $20,000.
It would need to be a lot of money because it's on camera.
Yeah,
it would be remembered.
That'd be humiliating.
It'd be remembered forever. That would be like your legacy, like
the pisser.
Regardless of the of how April has been, that would be what people remember.
I think people.com would.
People would fully forget that I'm married. They'd be like, that's the guy who pissed himself. That's all people would be talking about for the rest of
the year.
Here's the
thing. He can't piss himself because he will literally, there's wires, so many wires below him.
I don't know if that's how wires work.
Spencer, I want
to
hug
you. They have a candy coating on them to protect them.
Yeah. It's for when, yeah.
Do you know that you can use Twizzlers as wires?
Yeah, they're conductive. There's a part in Five Nights at Freddy's, I was telling Amanda this, where she gets jump scared and she goes...
I remember that part.
It's like a cartoon character.
Wait, you have to show Shane what you sent me about what I look like in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, it's so funny. I saw it on Reddit, I think.
You didn't just come up with that on your own?
No, I didn't come up with that on my own.
Spencer's.
It's out there?
It's out there, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
A guy with a fedora made that.
Okay, that's your bread and butter, bro.
I know. No, I insulted a lot, but I'm on it a lot. Yep, that was on Reddit. I saw that on the Smosh Reddit.
Huh. Well, that sucks.
Why?
Who is that?
The Grinch, that's Baby
the
Grinch. Baby?
That's Baby Grinch.
That's when he eats the plate.
Cool.
That's Grogu.
That's funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I felt good about that one, but it didn't hit.
Guys, I haven't really laughed a lot.
You haven't?
Yeah, because your dirt bikes are getting old.
This has been insane. This took a turn very early on.
I have had half a Red Bull though.
What do you think? What do you think the longest y'all have ever sat in silence on this podcast is? Like, what's the longest gap between like someone saying something and then just like, an empty space?
I think this episode definitely.
This is definitely
all the records. Like at least five of them.
Do you want to break it right
this
now?
This is like the Usain Bolt of silence.
I don't want to be silent because what if someone's driving and they want to listen to this podcast and they're
awful.
Like,
have y'all ever been jump scared by music like in a song?
Oh my God, yeah. I've just been jump scared when I get
That was passionate.
I get jump scared sometimes. Do you know when you get in your car and the volume's on too high and you forgot and like, and you're just blasted with shit, or like your phone's Bluetooth connects and just starts playing?
Do you know what used to happen to me is my phone would connect to voice memos I would get from old directors. I think I told you this.
That's crazy.
And it was their notes from sketches. So I would get in, turn on my car, and I'd be like, all right, Amanda, so yeah, the character's not working. We need to figure out, and it would immediately play when I got into my car.
We
and it was
notes
a
on
nightmare.
Games videos like that.
What?
We should give notes on games videos like that. Like when y'all leave the set, I'm like, you know what? That quiplash round was rough.
You just did it.
Yeah, I know.
You did it.
I know.
You did it later, though, which is worse.
You did it in person.
Well, see, I wasn't in the room for it. I would have stopped y'all. I would have stopped down and be like, you know what? This has gone too far. You're out of here. You're off the team.
Spencer, what's crazy is you're like the kindest person ever. And
thank you.
I don't know who this man is. Like, who are you?
Yeah, you turned
this
into
a podcast, Spencer.
This is a whole different beast right here.
Do you guys want to know what's going on with people.com right now?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Other than Shane and Courtney's wedding.
Okay.
Fake news.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
Fake news.
Fake news. If at the end of that article it just says psych.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard reveals she's getting cosmetic surgery. Wish me luck.
Did you hear? She broke up with her husband.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
This is month old news.
Yo, but his, yeah.
But and then she got tattoos.
The dick is fire, but who
but then
cares?
She got, didn't she get matching tattoos with her ex?
That's what I heard.
I heard that on TikTok. It's probably
but
wrong.
Did you guys see the discourse? It was like, yeah, but like think of how nice she set up her now ex, her husband, her former husband. Because it's like, you know, she's like, oh, like she's talking like the dick is fire, and then she dumps him.
Yeah.
So now you got this free agent with a dick that's fire with a fire penis.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had a tally of how many times you've said penis.
Yeah, you've said.
I think I've
lot.
Been saying dick a lot.
He's
no,
been
small
no,
penis.
He's been saying small penis. Here's another one. Baby born with organs outside of body is thriving
wasn't
after being wrapped
had?
In cling film.
Wait, what? What?
Why is people.com like this?
That's insane. That's not the type of news I expect from people.com.
Oh,
I
they...
I shit about, like,
no, honey.
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa's not on here, barely.
Well, Cole Sprouse funny. Said that he models his relationship after Kelly Ripa.
What does that mean?
Oh, God.
I do not know.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Gold. Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God. Gene Simmons considers Kiss catalog sale a natural thing out of respect and love for the fans. Who cares?
I would love a Kiss.
Tori Spelling got divorced. She calls Flava Flav her new boyfriend and kisses his cheek days after filing for divorce. Remember Flava Flav?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't talk to me like that.
I don't think I realized. Never mind.
What were you going to say, man?
I didn't know Flava Flav was still alive.
Oh, he's That's alive crazy. And thriving.
I saw him once.
Where, really?
Well, I saw him at the Burbank Airport.
Whoa. What was he doing there?
Walking. He had zero luggage, walking down the terminal with his huge clock around his neck.
Oh, he had the clock on.
He had the clock on, but he...
Didn't know you could fly with those.
No luggage. Just walking.
Well, I think he opens
free.
Up the clock and his...
And then it's like it got an infinite amount of space
it's like
in
Mary
there.
Poppins' bed.
Yeah.
Wow. Woman sparks debate over friend's insane wedding registry, which includes 15 airline gift cards.
Oh.
That's it?
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Just reading the headlines. Dude. Shut your mouth.
So you read this every day?
Every day.
You read all of it? Is there any section of people.com that you skip?
The royals. I'm over it.
You don't care?
I don't care anymore.
Yeah, because
we got a new royal family.
We figured it out, and it's sad.
We have a new royal family to follow.
Okay. Okay.
Shortney.
For those of you at home, I looked at Shane, and I kind of went...
Yeah, he did like a winky face.
The Masked Singer showed Cisco he could market me without talking about the thong song, he says.
What other songs does Cisco have?
Yeah. Nothing. Name three of his songs, bro.
Literally nothing. Nothing.
You know that counts as a laugh against you?
Yeah, if you make yourself laugh, it counts. I think Spencer's won this by a...
I don't think so.
You think you're winning?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm not talking about little penises all the time. Like you guys.
Why am I getting dragged into this? Because of my little penis?
I knew it. That was the whole point of this.
Yeah, we
so
got you.
Could admit that.
We got you, motherfucker.
We got your ass.
We got it on camera.
We got your ass.
Look, look over there. Look over there. Look over there. Look over there.
Look over there. Look over there.
There's a camera right on my penis.
Oh.
It just goes, imagine an intervention where everyone's just
do
like,
you remember
I just need to talk to you about your little penis.
Was it Jackass 2 or 3 where they, he has the, it's the, probably the dumbest prank they've ever done where they have the little camera next to his penis and he just goes in and he just pees on the other guy.
I don't remember that part. That,
that's the type of shit that happened in the beginning.
I remember when it was like Godzilla in
City. Oh, with the snake?
Yep. That was the intro to
I watched that's... all of Jackass. I love Jackass, but you know what still fucks me up is when Steve-O is in a porter potty and they flip him upside down.
Yeah, just shit everywhere.
And it's awful. Awful.
No, it's insane. It's insane. Also, Jackass Forever came out like in a time when it's like, you should. They. I can't believe they're getting away with doing this stuff, but they kind of got grandfathered into it. But it's weird to see that type of stuff. Like it's crazy. It's like its own little.
I think Jackass like, I this is, I think Jackass did a lot for me at least growing up to kind of take things less seriously, I guess, or not be scared of embarrassing yourself. Because, like, they were, like, to me, like, they were some of the coolest guys ever. Like, I don't,
oh,
know,
they
I don't
were...
know if they're, like, a great role model. Bless you.
No, but they were.
But they were so cool, and they were not afraid of looking so fucking stupid.
Amanda has died.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about. They were, honestly, for a lot of dudes, especially growing up in Arizona, every dude was in love with all of them.
Yeah.
That was, like, the dream.
That was the dream.
I'm not kidding. For a lot of dudes, being on Jackass was like that was all they wanted in life.
Absolutely.
What?
And I can't. You know what's crazy? When people go like, oh, young kids nowadays, they all want to be YouTubers. They all want to be TikTokers. They want to be like Mr. Beast. I'm like, yeah. And like when I was young, every dude wanted to be on Jackass.
Jackass would
like,
have been on
like,
YouTube.
Like we're not
back in the day.
We're not different.
I didn't know every guy wanted to be on Jackass.
Not every guy, but like a lot. Like in middle school, like
my friend groups, absolutely. Like,
well, that makes sense.
If your friend circle is not talking about Jackass, trying to be on Jackass, or watching Jackass, you need to find a new friend group.
Yeah, for everyone in the any dude in the comments who's 30 or over, tell me that in middle school, either you or you just at least knew a lot of dudes who were like obsessed with Jackass and wanted to. Wished they could be on Jackass.
Wow.
It was why they had to put that warning out all the time because people were constantly replicating shit.
Remember I got scared because it was Bones. Write one down for Brennan.
You got Brennan
with that one.
Remember the new guy that jumped in the Jackass? He was like auditioning for it and he was like nuts.
Yeah, I didn't like anyone knew they added
the guy who had like no teeth. He was crazy.
I always tried to be accepting of the new people.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, not me, man.
I have a soft spot for any new cast member to any show.
I feel like you're going to leave this podcast and jump on your fucking dirt bike in this room and be like, I'll see you guys later. Hey, clean up my drinks and then just fucking buzz off.
Dare I say, Spencer, you do have motorcycle energy a little bit.
That's crazy.
No, I said dirt bike, not motorcycle.
I feel like in Fortnite.
Yeah.
What is with Fortnite? What's going on? Everyone wants me to discuss Fortnite.
Really?
We all get it. It's like they're creatures storming a castle. That's what the video game is.
Yeah, we had a whole thing.
What was it?
I don't know if...
What's Fortnite? Tell me about Fortnite.
So Fortnite, the mode everyone plays is, so you choose your guy, and there's like so many different people you can choose.
Yeah.
Like, name it like a character in like a movie, like a franchise movie.
She's going to name something insane.
She will name something insane, but let's see what she says.
Jack Reacher. I don't know.
Okay, surprisingly, Jack Reacher not in it, but you're not far off.
That actually wasn't that.
Wait, what's the Mission Impossible guy's name?
Ethan Hunt. Ethan Hunt is one of my actual dream characters for that game. Yeah, he's not in it yet.
So okay, we'll go.
Wait
until
a second.
Let's go until you name a character that's.
Yeah. Yes.
Fortnite.
Okay.
Because truly, to not get it in three is actually
that would be crazy. So we'll count that as one guess. So you get two more.
Ned Stark.
Ned Stark is not.
No.
He's
okay.
Not
well,
in
this
it.
Game sucks.
I think Jon Snow. I think Jon Snow might be in it.
Jon Snow.
I think. What's her face in it?
Daenerys Targaryen.
I don't know if Daenerys is in it. I think
Frodo.
Is Frodo in it?
Frodo's not in
Dumbledore.
it.
Dumbledore's
no,
not
Harry
in
Harry Potter.
Sauron.
Damn.
Not sure.
Should be.
Okay. Well, this game sucks.
Wow. You're naming good IPs. Brutal. You're.
Hmm. I thought they did do I think people from those movies are in it. Like I want
Raymond from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Ooh, that would be funny.
That'd actually be so that'd be sick. Funny.
Let me get in this game. Let me figure
Come
out
on.
This game.
Come on. You got this. You got this.
Land that plane.
America's Funniest Home Videos with Bob Saget.
Bob Saget?
Yeah.
No, Bob Saget is not a playable.
Who took
character.
Over? What was the guy's name?
Yeah, I forget his name.
I liked him way more.
What?
Whoa.
The gray guy?
He was fine. He was a little too nice. Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez is
not. I don't think any.
What are we discussing?
I just keep naming a character.
That's
I want
you or to get a celebrity. There are some celebrities in it.
Lois.
Yeah. No.
Close.
Stewie.
No.
Okay. Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Fuck.
No, they don't have any Disney.
You gotta be able to have legs. I guess Ariel does.
Hey! She sold her soul to the witch to get legs, bitch.
Okay, but you're not gonna have Ariel with legs. That's weird.
Yeah, that's gross.
Running around.
Wow. You guys are
disgusting.
Where the people
you guys are?
Are
actual nightmares.
In the storm?
Lita Bob's Burgers.
Lita?
Rick and Morty?
Yeah. There you
okay.
go.
Hey.
Finally,
you can play as
Rick. Okay. So, anyways,
Rugrats, Tommy Pickles.
No,
you're done.
It's 2024.
Come on, I want to have fun.
So basically, you choose one of those characters. So it could be someone from Star Wars, someone from
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker.
Han Solo.
You could be Han Solo.
Oh, that's fun.
You could be like Peter Griffin.
You could be Peter Griffin. Yeah. Named all the other characters.
I'm trying to think of you could be Spider Man. You could be all these
John
people.
Wick.
Which Spider Man?
Tom Holland.
Okay.
Yeah, you could be Zendaya from Dune.
Nah.
Oh.
Shawnee.
No, she was great.
And anyways, then this there's a big island and you all get on this bus. And the bus flies over the island. It's
Why
a flying
get
bus.
On a ship?
It's a flying bus.
Okay.
Flying and bus. it drops you into the island.
Yes.
And you choose when you want to jump off the bus. And then so you land somewhere random on the island and it's the last person alive wins that game of Fortnite.
Yeah.
Well,
100 people.
100
in.
People did.
100 people of random. There are other players in there.
Yeah, 100 other players.
100 other.
So you get dropped on an island and you have to what? Survive or fight them or?
And there's all sorts of weapons and power ups and all sorts of weird shit.
Shane's fucking mom's calling.
My mom's calling. I don't know what.
She's like, doing. Honey, you got married?
Okay.
Okay. Wait a second. I want to play.
Yeah.
So you get dropped on an island and then you have to find.
You find weapons,
treasure?
You kill people.
Treasure, yeah. No,
wait, that's
you get
the whole
chest.
Game?
You survive, and then if you're the last person, you get a victory over.
So that's what I do with Alex and Bailey.
And Trevor.
And Mallory.
Yeah.
We'll go.
Everyone here plays it.
Okay.
We'll do, but so you can be on you can be on a squad, so you can do it'll be teams of four, and the last four people alive, the last team alive wins.
What do you get when you win?
A crown.
That's it? You get a crown.
What do you want? What do you want?
Flying bus. I don't know. A house. Property.
What the fuck? In the game. Well, you get XP, and the XP levels you up, and then you can unlock more people to play as, or dances, or
yeah,
you
get dances.
There's so many dances.
So when you dance, what does that do for you? Does that
fun?
It's a show off.
It's fun.
So when you show off, does that kill a person?
No.
Okay.
Why would you show off IRL?
What?
I said IRL.
Why would I show off?
Why do you dance in real life?
Yeah, to express yourself.
Yeah. Of course, but that's real life.
Fortnite is a reflection of real life.
So you can dance on the island and people are just like, oh, cool. And then they try to kill you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can dance with your teammates.
Yeah.
So there's this one thing. It's called the, it's called Flowberry Fizz. And it's this wine thing. I think, did Trevor explain this on the podcast?
No, this
so
is
it's
very
Flowberry
brief.
Fizz. And it's basically this big, thing. It's this big, kind of wine thing. And inside of it's this healing potion. And the way you do it is you shake it and then you spray it everywhere like a champagne bottle.
And that's when you dance.
So Alex and I will be playing and he'll be like, oh, like emote for me. And so he'll shake it and start spraying it everywhere. And then he has to do your Fortnite dance to get the juice.
How is he got it.
Oh,
how
you
is
play
he
on you play
you?
On you play on your headset. So you're talking to each other the whole time.
Yeah.
Do you have to talk like
your
Ethan
character?
Hunt?
No, you can. That you could do some Fortnite
can
RP.
I want to play.
Yeah, we'll play it sometime.
No. I want to play now.
No, we're not playing
it
right now.
I, I, to play. No, I want to play right now.
It's after hours, and actually, everyone in this building is here because we're still recording this.
Yeah. I want to play right now.
No, we cannot play right now.
Fine.
Were you about to laugh?
I want to play right now.
He kept it in. All right. I think we got to stop this.
Okay, who won?
I think nobody won, but let's hear the tally.
You're just saying that because you
laughed. Guys, Brendan won. He only laughed once.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Brendan's
asleep. Okay, okay,
all
okay.
Right, let's hear it.
Okay, Shane laughed 32 times.
Okay.
That felt like way longer.
Spencer laughed 17 times.
Jesus Christ.
And Amanda laughed 22 times.
No way. So Spencer wins.
So Spencer, you get to just continue to do your job.
Yeah. We don't have to.
Stakes are high.
We don't have to come up with the creative for a live stream.
That's so funny.
You should have laughed.
That's really funny.
All you had to do was laugh and have a good time, and you did.
But he couldn't. He turned into.
Got to sit there and drink all your beverages.
My old crush. I don't know.
This was weird.
Was it? Because it made me feel like I was 16 again, and I guess that was weird.
That was weird.
That was a weird time.
That was really funny.
And I really liked it.
Anyways, we're sorry. And
we're not sorry.
I am.
Well, yeah, you should be.
Okay.
And you should be. But I feel fantastic.
All right. Well, bless you.
Bless you, Amanda. Pardon you.
And man, we'll see you next time. That's kind of...
Guys, this is really fun, though. This is, like, I know we didn't have a lot planned, but, like, it's so fun hanging out with you guys.
It was it's been a really busy week, so
it's been a busy week, and this was fun. I needed this. Guys.
I had a great time, and I had so many more voicemails.
Did you really?
For next time, yeah.
Funny.
Wow. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.